something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A little viewing. This is all out around the social media. I don't know if you guys have checked it out yet, but you think you're strange or your friends are strange or your families are strange. This has nothing to do with Corona. Just regular strange guys, strange people, trash lives. Watch Tiger King. You'll go, everything in my family's normal. You could have a meth head living in your trailer that's a cousin and right behind your house and think you have some weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
Nothing compared to Tiger King. That thing is so crazy.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I'm through 2.5 episodes. I think it's a limited series documentary. It's not just about that guy. There's other Tiger people, too, that are just... It's like Carnival personnel, but doubled. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy.
Hour-long episodes?
They're an hour long, and they move real quick, and it takes your mind off stuff and says, those guys are freaking nuts.
You know, everybody
Netflix has
everybody keeps saying that, and I just, those true crime things, I don't know.
It's different than
those. I'm hesitant.
It's different than those.
I'm hesitant.
It's different than those.
Does it have a documentary feel to it? Because obviously it is a documentary.
It's a documentary, right. Yeah. No, the people are so freaking crazy. It's just, it's a sex cult, the big cat situation, it's just crazy, you know. Yeah, of course it's based around one murder, but then there's some other stuff in there too that really, I don't want to blow for anybody. Just do what you do, show a favor you get, if you're home for Netflix, check it out. Mr. Evans, how you doing today? We got Doc Oz, and we also have Frank Caliendo, and you need a windscreen.
Yeah. I was a little crabby that first segment because I came into work. And I had to poop.
That's good enough.
And we got one hopper.
Yeah. So we go to the one hopper. It's occupied. So I go take care of some more business. I see the guy coming out of the bathroom. So I thought, well, okay. And I get in there. And somebody else is in the hopper.
You just got to stand there and wait in line.
No, I want
That's gross, man.
It is. Yeah. But then you
But then you know you don't have the virus if you can smell his ass.
I don't live that far away, so I just drove home and made it back here in time.
I've always said we should have bought one of those houses right across the street there.
Yeah.
And used that as a pooper from day one. Because from where we're at, you just walk across. Well, there used not be a fence there. You could have walked right across
to
somebody's house there.
Yeah, we couldn't rely on the kindness of strangers now. We have to.
You can't knock on the door and ask them to poop.
Yeah, we have to own that house.
Right, you have to own that house. You know.
I think at this time in the morning, if it's before the show, you could probably just go out and drop trowel in the yard and scoot your butt across the grass when you're done.
Boat scooting.
Oh, anymore. I piss outside if I'm happy to be outside.
Why not? Why not? We're right in the middle of town.
Yeah, that's why not.
Our old studios were in the woods, kind of.
And then the preparation that we used to do when we got in here was we get to read stuff, but now the first 10 minutes, you got to wipe everything down.
Everything down.
I got to do some scrubbing.
And we actually don't have the wipes either. We got a bottle of Clorox. I'm spraying it on some napkins that we have from the fine restaurants have been dropping off stuff here for years. But I think we need wipes. I know that's not my job.
It's just as effective. The spray is just.
I know,
as
but
effective.
The wipes are the wipes are just they get in the nooks and crannies a little better than the napkin wet.
You know? Yeah, probably
it does. Yeah.
Well, I can get you some paper towels if you'd like.
No, I think we need wipes. I know the company's not doesn't have them right
now. The wipes are made of a little tougher material.
Yeah. Well, we have those shop towel. Paper towels up front. I can go grab a roll of those.
That might work.
Yeah.
A little better.
They're a little tougher.
That might work a little better.
Yeah, that's what we need, something a little tougher.
All right. And I don't need to wipe my ass with those anymore because Craig hooked me up yesterday.
No,
another couple of days, you're going to need more.
No, Meg brought some in for me, too. I remember she said she bought an extra four at the grocery store, and the lady was giving her the shame look, and she said, no, it's for a coworker. And the lady apparently didn't believe her.
Well, so, she didn't say anything, at least.
She made a face at her.
But we learned the African method.
Yeah, you did say that, man.
You just wipe your ass with your hand if it comes right down to that, and then wash your hand.
Yeah,
it's like hopping in the shower.
You better have your.
We got an email from a guy.
Better have your fingernails really, really trimmed.
Who grew up in Africa?
I don't like long fingernails, so I'd be fine. But
and said when it comes to panic buying, they were more worried about food than toilet paper.
Don't you have to? My fingernails are pretty low, but if you'd have any fingernails at all, it's going to dig in, stay in there. Yeah, you'd have to actually break out the fingernail file to scoop poop out of your
or a stick
fingernails a stick between your
get a stick and clean your fingernails
a thin
that way
stick man what are we animals
yeah deep down
actually we were yeah
every one of us are
we were we evolved from animals yeah of course we did
it's opening day
oh and that's
oh by the way nobody tell me who won the New England, Philadelphia Super Bowl, because I DVR'd that.
Yeah.
I had that on last night.
Oh, that one, the New England won.
Really?
Which one? No, which one?
I don't know.
They lost to the Eagles. New England beat the Eagles early 2000s.
I don't know what year this
they,
was.
They played two Super Bowl. Was it Donovan McNabb? They lost.
That's how closely I was paying attention.
Because remember, they lost both the Super Bowl. They lost a Super Bowl to New England.
Was the quarterback black or white?
And they beat New England. Right.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it was.
Because they're showing the McNabb one, and that's the one they lost to the Patriots, right?
Yeah. That was the one I saw then, because it wasn't Nick Foles.
Right. I did see our people was posting either of their kids, but mainly people were digging up their old photos. I saw Little League photos going out of baseball on Facebook, and that made me smile because our boss posted his out. And
so who's doing the baseball marathon? Because I'd heard of a baseball
MLB.
Marathon.
MLB.
Okay.
Yeah, they're showing the top 25 games. It's an old documentary series from 2011.
All 30 teams were featured.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, they're doing that too, but they're doing the top 25 baseball games of all time, and they're discussing it while they're showing it in real time. Not real time, but in the, you know. That was recorded with Bob Costas in like 2011. I clicked on that one day.
So like
they were showing the 95 Seattle versus the Yankees in the World Series. No, in the ALCS.
Right. If you're a Twins fan, you got to go back to the Kirby Puckett days.
I'm telling you, man, it just seems so weird. I mean, along other things, just a month or so ago, I was in the sunshine watching spring training. It's just, you know, crazy. And then they're talking this. I did hear this because they did about 15 minutes of PTI yesterday. Will Bond was at his place in Arizona, and Kornheiser's in his office in D.C., in his house in D.C. And they only did about 15 minutes and went back to SportsCenter. I said, please stay on, do something, give us something. But they talked about how MLB, because in their stubborn way, say mid-June, hopefully, late June, but their stubborn way, they don't want to shorten the season. So they're thinking since it would go through November, they'd play the playoffs and the World Series at neutral warm sites. They had a good point. Both of them agreed that that's crap because you work really hard to get. It's unlike a corporate situation like the Super Bowl is.
Yeah,
World Series is playing on your home field. You deserve that. Give it to your fans. But they obviously thought you can't play in late November and December in up north. The Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs,
whatever.
Yeah.
So well,
they said shorten the damn.
Those teams can't make it.
Well, they say, I like that. And they can't make it. And my team ain't going to make it anyway. So Pittsburgh's cold too. So I'm not worried about that. So they said, both of them, make it 120 games. Or make it 140 games. Do what you got to do to shorten the season. But MLB's,
Who did I see calling for? 7 inning doubleheaders?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Like minor league ball does.
Yeah. 7 inning doubleheaders like all the time.
You know what? Just start it. I mean, if we can start it in mid June or late June, if we can, just start it. Make it 100 games. Do the playoffs. You imagine 100 games? That would everybody be in it? I mean, my team would be out of it right away.
No, the Pirates
would be 1-30 right away, but whatever.
Not the point.
Not the point.
But it'd be the first time you'd been in contention in July for a while.
Oh, they were last year. They asked the bid.
Well, that's pure greed. That's just being
I know.
Greedy.
Exactly.
That's baseball owners being greedy.
Right. That's all that is. Yeah.
No one wants to sacrifice.
First of all, they'll lose out. There's a lot of baseball fans, don't get me wrong, but if they're playing baseball in November and December, it's right when the NFL and college football. Well, college football goes away too, for that matter, at that point. But right when it's kicking in, so I don't think I think you're better off shortening that season if they play it.
Here's another difference between me and virus denier. Let's say
that's a good way to call them.
Right, the country.
I prefer idiot, but you could call them virus denier.
Let's say the country is up and running through some miracle by Easter.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, I know that's
and
not
going to
happen.
Don't say miracle on Easter.
But let's, let's just hypothetically say that.
Okay.
If that happens, I will come on here and I will admit, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe we overreacted a little bit. If it doesn't open up by Easter, do you think anybody else is going to say, the deniers, do you think they're going to say that they were wrong?
No. No,
it's not their nature.
No, Craig is good at calling on those stuff like that on the show.
Yeah, I'll leave
including
that up
us. Including us.
I'll leave that up to Craig because I get a little crabby.
Yeah. Yeah, and you drag me, and I'm right behind you.
I know.
In that crab hole. You can get me going in a second. You hear me off the air. You hear me off the air, so you know I can fall. I can fall into that crab hole with you.
It's too easy to.
It ain't happening in Easter. That's stupid. Even Republican governors saying no, you're idiotic. We got to stay away from each other. That ain't gonna happen. But maybe baseball in June. That'd be nice. But I don't. Who knows?
Yeah, yo, I got plans.
I'm just hoping they play football. If you're talking sports and selfishness, for everybody wants to watch football.
But I'll scrap my plans if it means we'll get well sooner.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to thank me. It should be what everyone's doing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And they're not. Some people aren't.
No, you'd think something like this, you could get the nation together, but I guess that's not going to happen anymore.
It's because of Fox.
I blame social media just as much.
Oh, totally. Oh, I'm with you on that. That's a crab hole. I stayed off a little bit last night. I really did. I looked a little bit. I said, no, I can't do this to myself. So off goes the phone, especially when I lay down in bed to watch weird documentaries. I'll just turn the phone off completely. Because if it's on, I'll glance at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The leader of Chechnya says that anyone who violates a coronavirus quarantine should be killed.
Who is the leader of Chechnya these days?
Ramzan Kadyrov.
Well, that's kind of extreme, but he may have something there.
you're right. If we're not caring about old people, if one side of the aisle doesn't care about old people, why not kill people to break it, you know?
So, are they on total lockdown?
No, they've just got three people in there.
What is their situation?
They had their first three people confirmed.
Oh, okay.
We should have done.
So what? They're shutting it down.
We should have been distancing in January.
Yeah, don't be social. Do the social distancing.
I don't know what they're doing in Chechnya.
Yeah. Don't ask.
I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't know their rules.
Yeah. But he's in charge.
I think our buddy in London is going to try and check in today.
Okay.
Maybe he knows more about Chechnya than I.
Perhaps. Knows more about it than I do.
New study shows that Barack Obama.
Oh man, no! Why are you doing this?
And his 2008 election.
Yeah.
Had a positive effect on the mental health of black men in the country.
Yeah, of course it did, and me too, for that matter.
Well, you can say of course it did, but let's go farther here.
Okay.
In a study conducted by sociologist Tony Brown, they say that African American men experienced less depressive states, stress, or problems with emotions after Obama became president. On the other hand, black women experienced an increase in poor mental health. They don't know why.
Really?
I have to get a black chick to give us a call.
They think that maybe the election of the country's first black president spiked concerns among black women about backlash, but they don't know.
Yeah. Well, we know the backlash happened with what's happening now.
Oh, no, the backlash happened immediately.
Oh, no, I mean, of course it did. Yeah. Now, he's a good man, empathetic man, good president. Historians say he's a good president.
Black women were perceptive.
We'll see what historians say about this guy.
And foresaw that.
I like presidential historians. Those guys are pretty much non-political and just do history stuff.
You can still have a political point of view and do a nonpartisan job at whatever it is you're doing.
You can. I think you should be able to do that, but I don't know. But I think they do that because I've seen Republicans and Democrats that are pretty high on the presidential list.
Doo-doo.
I did say doo-doo.
Yeah.
I should say doo-doo more often.
The guy in charge right now had a chance at greatness.
Yeah.
I think he blew it. But he had a chance to be like a wartime president.
Oh, yeah.
That brought the country together.
And to shut everything down and put up tents and order kits. Actually, not cancel the kits or cancel the pandemic team. There's that crab hole, Craig. Drag us out of the crabby hole.
It's a trying time that challenges all of our basic assumptions. However, one thing that brings us all together is our common humanity. Now more than ever, teams must come together and work together to solve big challenges. And Trello is here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Teams of all shapes and sizes and companies like Google, Fender, and even Costco all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. With Trello, you can work with your team wherever you are, whether it's at home or in an office. No matter what device you're using, computer, tablet, or phone, Trello syncs across all of them, so you can stay up to date on all the things your team cares about. Keep your workflow going from wherever you are with Trello. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
You want to help this guy out? There's a guy who needs some advice on the email.
Oh, sure. No.
Quarantine with somebody he hates?
I've been married for 20 years and things.
Probably. Oh, that means yes.
Yeah. Always been good. I love my wife. We have three kids. There are no signs of trouble or were. To get out of the house, I started driving for Uber on the side and had something happen. My wife told me she was going out with her friends for drinks and decided to drive Uber. She'll take an Uber home for the night. I get one of my last requests around midnight. I went to a bar to pick up a drunk kid. To my surprise, guy in his 20s got in with an older woman that I realized was my wife.
Oh, you kid me. You can't make this up.
No, you can't.
She didn't recognize the car?
Apparently not.
She was drunk.
Yeah, she was hammered.
Yeah, she was probably hammered.
Because the Uber says, what kind of car is picking you up on the app? Now, it might have been the kid's app.
Yeah, he might have been ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. And it even says the dude's name.
But you know if your husband's driving Uber, you know and then you see, whatever. It does say the guy's name, too.
Yeah, she was probably stumbling drunk.
Right.
I told the kid to get out. I drove my wife home in silence. She claims nothing was going to happen.
Oh, she's a liar.
This happened about a month ago, and I'm not sure I can get over it. What should I do? Well, first of all, haven't you had the conversation with her? It's been a month. Talk to her and tell her you don't believe her.
I don't believe her.
I'm sure he probably has.
He's in a tough situation. If he doesn't think they had sex or anything happened, does he blow up the family for that?
Yeah.
That's a tough situation. But I think you go bang somebody else.
It
right
starts
away.
With a conversation. And then it starts with, do you still want to hang out with this woman? Or is the trust completely gone? If the trust is completely gone.
Especially if she wants to keep going out with her friends.
Then you should move on.
If she really breaks down and says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it, I'm so sorry, I'll put 100% in this, let's just do it, blah, 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 and then she stays, and whatever. But if she's if she continues with the same just attitude about things, well, I'm still going, I'm not going to do anything, and then that dump.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it sounds like she's playing it off like it's not a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
It's a big deal.
Got into a car with a young dude?
Yeah.
Any dude.
Yes, if she's not completely apologetic. If she's defiant in any way, shape, or form, then you got to move on.
Yeah, but you can't leave the house because of the coronavirus. you can't.
Let's not forget the three kids.
I know.
But that's, if there's no trust there, and she's stepping out, I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of a foundation.
It is, but then there is
If she does the right things, I see no problem them trying to stay together.
But then there's the day-to-day thing. You got money to move out?
Right.
What about the kids?
I know.
What are they going to do? You got money to pay for that?
Well,
you got money for this? You got money for that?
Do you have any options yourself?
Yeah.
Can you get laid yourself?
Or that.
Let's throw it out there.
I mean, people get divorced. People end relationships every day.
And people don't get divorced every day.
Especially
too.
People get through affairs. You know, people do a lot.
So Craig is on the side of just stay miserable.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think if she does the right thing, I think you can probably work it out.
No, all I'm saying, I'm taking a side. I'm saying it's not as easy as just leave.
It's not.
Well, no.
Go ahead. Just leave. Yeah. It's not that easy.
It's got to start with that, and then you work on the logistics from there. Yeah, you probably, in this situation, in this day and age, in these times, you probably got to hang out for a while, but you can talk.
Yeah, we don't know their
and you can judge.
We don't know their financial situation or where they're at or any of that kind of stuff.
I don't think any divorce is just as easy as, well, leave her.
But she sincerely has to start rebuilding trust. This is on her.
Oh, completely. Totally. She has to do everything she can to rebuild trust. Right. He has to just, be accepting if she tries to do it. But if she's just backs off, I'm going to go out this weekend. I'm not going to do it now. Shut up.
Yeah, it all depends on how she approaches it.
Right. And I don't think I don't know this woman.
Yeah, because this isn't a situation where they're both doing something wrong. This is clearly on her. He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. Unless he omitted some details.
She's drugging the back. Yeah. Was she hugging on this dude when she got in the back seat? If the guy's listening right now, was she hugging on him on the way in? You know,
they were getting in the Uber together.
They were going to go bang somewhere.
Why did he?
By the way, hold it. I want to know this. Of course, she was going to do something because the Uber driver gets the address he's about to go to, and he wasn't going to his own house.
No,
he was going to that guy's house.
Yeah.
Or another bar, maybe. But whatever, he knew they were going someplace else. So right there. I agree with Craig. It's tough to get out. I might be gone.
What was your question, Craig?
If the address said my own house, like they were going to drop her off, and the guy was riding with her, maybe they weren't going to go back.
Maybe.
But I'm not accepting it. There shouldn't be a dude in there in the car with her anyway, right?
What was your question, Craig?
No idea.
It escapes you now?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, unless he's omitting details. She needs to kiss his
ass. Oh, yeah. My question was, why did he need to get out of the house in the first place? He said he did the Uber to get out of the house.
Yeah, he didn't say extra cash or anything. You're right. He said
to get out of the house.
He did say get out of the house. At least that's how he
wrote it. Some people like to do that, I've heard.
but he must have.
Yeah, but you're making excuses get out of the house.
He was making excuses to get out at night.
That's worthy of an explanation.
If I need extra cash and I took an Uber gig, I see that, but he didn't write that. He said out of the house.
Right. If things are good. Why do you need out of the house?
Now, granted, if you've got three kids, that's good enough reason. Or two kids.
Right.
Or one. That can be a good enough reason many times. In and of itself.
But he said in the email that there was no sign of anything wrong with the marriage. Everybody was happy.
Just married 20 years,
three kids,
yeah.
Maybe that's why.
And obviously the kids are older.
She wasn't happy.
He's going to just Uber for the night, unless you get a babysitter. And then what the hell's the point?
That's a good point.
Make enough Uber money to pay the babysitter?
She's out drinking with her friends.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for that.
Two bottles into some Chardonnay.
Although, maybe that kid was paying for the wife
that
night.
You're cute. She's doing that to that guy. You're cute. You're cute. That's what she's saying to that 24-year-old guy. You're cute. you just picture it. Some MILF just going, you're cute. And then, like, sucking face with them probably sucking face with them in the bar before they got to the Uber, too. Don't you think?
We were there. We've been there.
We were there. We used to hang out at bars. We were in our early 20s when girls were in their 30s and 40s. And that's what you did. You sleazed on them.
Right. The idea of, maybe hooking up with somebody a little bit younger than you. Yeah. Oh, the horror.
Guys never think of that.
The horror.
Guys never think of that.
Now, when we were in college, we would seek out the so-called divorcee bars.
Sierra Madre was the name of the bar in my hometown that we all went to when we were out of college, and all the girls there were in their late
30s. There was a lounge.
And early 40s.
Yeah, just up the street.
And at that time, they were old chicks.
Yeah, when I was going to school. In Minnesota.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a...
She was kissing on that guy inside the bar. What city? Did he give us a city at all?
He doesn't.
Give us the name of the bar. I won't say the name of the bar, but that might help us figure out where they were, too. Yeah.
And give us the reason that you needed to get out of the house.
Right. And can you get some action if you wanted it? Because I think you have to get even. Nobody's going to confuse us with trying to get. We're not therapists, by the way.
Yeah. Or ethicists.
We're definitely not that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.